The chief policy analyst at the presidency, Dr. Sule Gariba, has been analyzing the president's latest appointments, especially the team to oversee the priority projects of the Better Ghana agenda. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Gariba said the portfolios of chieftaincy affairs and tourism has also been widened to capture the dynamics of modern-day governance to create jobs and open up the country as the first tourism destination in Africa. Dr. Gariba spoke with Cecil Obodai-Winton.
As a matter of fact, there has been only one new ministry. Only one. And in fact, it is not a new ministry as such. It is hiving off fisheries and aquaculture development from the traditional Ministry of Food and Agriculture. And the reason for this is very clear. The fisherfolk have become a very significant dimension of our food chain and our agricultural production, and therefore deserve special attention not only for their the challenges that confront them, but also the much bigger picture of the global impact on fishing. And the intention is to intensify fisheries development and aquaculture in a manner that it can boost our GDP.
Good. Now, we also know of the appointment of Dr. Dana, the first with disability to the high office of Minister of State, the first of its kind in the political history of this country. And this has been welcomed by the disabled society, or for that matter, community, who have commended the president for doing this. But if you look at his ministry, his chieftaincy, which has always been around, and traditional affairs. What do you think he's going to bring on board? We know he's a legal luminary at the secretariat.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, Dr. Dana himself is an authority recognized across Africa as an authority on matters of chieftaincy and traditional affairs, apart from being a lawyer. And so he brings on board in this crucial ministry a tendency which is unparalleled on the continent, having a specialist of that magnitude also coming to head this ministry. You will notice, as part of the earlier question that you asked, that it used to be Ministry of Chieftaincy and Culture.
Culture, yes.
Now it has been redesignated Ministry of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs,
yeah.
Which is now encompassing not just the institution of chieftaincy, but all the values and norms of traditional affairs, including the now expansion of chieftaincy to include a significant gender dimension, queen mothers coming on board. And as you know, one of the challenges of leaping forward and accelerating our development is to restore our traditional values, our traditional governance system. And with Dr. Dana, not only as an expert in this field, but as a technocrat who has been one of the key directors in that ministry, it is the expectation that he would be able to bring his expectation to bear on redefining the vision for integrating chieftaincy into our contemporary governance arrangement, but at the same time, deepening the development of our traditional affairs in a manner that is consistent with creating jobs and improving lives.
Dr. Sule Gariba is the chief policy analyst at the presidency.